Rick, let's begin with news this week that the number of Americans filing first-time jobless claims in the U.S. for the week ending April 5th, for last week, posted its largest decline since December of 2012, and that's the lowest level of claims in 7 years.
It's good news that fewer people are losing their jobs and applying for jobless benefits. And so that's a good indicator that if you've got a job, it's likely that you'll be able to keep that job because business is picking up. Consumers are spending, businesses need people to produce those goods and services. So that's the good part of the job market. The tougher part of the job market is that the hiring side, net new jobs, particularly for brand new entrants to the job market, these are our high school graduates, our college graduates, university graduates, that's still a tough market. And lots of the new things that the economy produces in this very digital, technology-intensive age don't require so many people to produce, but they require smart minds and good skills, but they don't generate as many jobs. So it's good news that layoffs are way down, but it's still tough on the hiring side.
You mentioned the number of jobs. There were 192,000 jobs added in March, another indicator about the health of the labor market. And the nation's unemployment rate remained at 6.7%.
6.7%. We'd like it to come down, obviously. And when the jobs numbers are up around 200,000 net new jobs created per month, given the changes that have taken place in the demographic structure, as we get older, the baby boomers move closer to retirement, 200,000 is a pretty respectable number for job growth these days. And so that's good. If it could be even stronger, then that would be pulling people into the labor force who have potentially abandoned the labor force, retired early. And what we see today is that if someone's out of the labor force for longer than 6 months, certainly for a year or two, that it's tough to get in. It's even more difficult, perhaps, than being a new entrant to the job market. So unemployment coming down is great. 200,000 jobs is strong, but there's still challenges that we face, particularly for long-term unemployed and for new entrants.
Rick, let's turn for a moment to Florida. The Florida Department of Economic Opportunity Executive Director Jesse Panuccio is moving closer to Senate confirmation. I wanted to take just a moment to talk about this agency. I know appropriations negotiations are taking place. How much money is the agency seeking this year? And tell us about the work of this agency, what they do to help create jobs and boost the economy.
I think it's fair to say that Director Panuccio is actually picking up steam, building momentum as he goes through the process. He's been confirmed now by, I guess it's five committees total that are confirming him, which means he's been in front of just about all of the senators who have endorsed him. And that's a welcome thing. Before Director Panuccio got to DEO, the Department of Economic Opportunity, there was some instability. We had had four other directors in a relatively short span of a year, year and a half. And so it's great that he's added stability. There's different colors of money that go through DEO. The biggest single source is going to be Florida's workforce agency, now called Career Source Florida. They've got, two dozen regional workforce boards around the state. They administer reemployment assistance. And so that's the single biggest expenditure. The one that attracts perhaps the most attention is the incentives pot that the governor requests every year that the legislature appropriates. And so this year we're looking at proposals from the House and the Senate to appropriate around $100 million roughly for economic development incentives. And of course, those are administered by the Office of Strategic Business Development within the Department of Economic Opportunity. And the sales force that gets out there and works the deals is called Enterprise Florida. And so that's the part that attracts the most attention, really.
Rick, talk for a moment, if you would, about your organization here at the University of West Florida, the Office of Economic Development and Engagement. And just this is an opportunity to bring us up to date on the work that's taking place here.
OEDE, it's a five-person shop. We've got associate directors, Phyllis Cooley, Bryce Harris, Chris Burkhart, senior economist, Eric Miller, doing lots of good analysis at OEDE. I'm looking forward to exciting new opportunities when I get back, when the legislature adjourns sine die, as they call it. They drop the handkerchief Friday evening, May 2nd, and there's lots of good work to be done, and that office has been very busy over the past several years administering the $30 million oil spill recovery fund that the Florida Senate passed several years ago, and lots of good work still to come.
All right. Well, we will check in on the status of some of that work at another time. We'll hold it there, Rick. Thanks.
Thank you, Sandra.
You can hear the Economic Report Fridays. I'm Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.